Man, I love that bass line, man.
Man, whoever that guitarist is, he is awesome, man.
God, love that.
Almost like Eddie Van Halen playing. I
know. Or at least his uncle.
There you go.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of On the Range Podcast with Warhog Tactical and Kelly Defense. I am Mark Kelly, and as always, joined by my co-host and friend, Rick Hogg. How's it going, buddy?
Man, Mark, it is going great. Just want to thank the viewers, listeners out there for giving us your most precious commodity, your time to tune in. You know, I can't lie. I got to thank the Supreme Court for upholding a little bit of constitutional rights there, which I think we'll get into here later on. But
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget, guys, make sure you hit that subscribe button, like button, rate and review, thumbs up emojis, all that other good stuff. Help us beat this algorithm that is just keeping us down. Really need your help on it, because at the end of the day, I think these morons from Google are saying that AI's got a mind of its own. Yeah, it's got a mind of its own.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, it's only a matter of time.
God bless, dude. Technology.
It's only a matter of time.
Technology has its pros and cons. Con is it's the demise of society. So anyway,
yeah.
But on that note, you can also go to warhog.com, kellydefense.com. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletters. No junk, just good information. You know, we're not going to sit there and bombard you 20,000 times a day. I finally got one out last week, so I think it'd been a couple months. So just go to show.
Yeah, it's been a good couple months. A lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff, man, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And you know, on that, we started up the OTR training on demand. So don't forget, check out both of our homepages and get you right there. All kinds of video stuff. We got some stuff to upload. I got some stuff I got to try to get done. It's like anything else. Hours in the day, man. It's like, before you know it, it's like, man, I didn't get my content editing done. Oh, and last but not least, you know, patreon.com/onTheRangePodcasts. Biggest thing there, man, bi-monthly Zoom call with our patrons. We solve all the world's problems and then some. So yeah,
global.
Yeah. Yep. Global reach. So
yeah. And we also got some new people coming on board. You know, when you're on those websites, check out those partnership pages. I know that you wanted to talk about a new one that you have. Yeah. And then we have a big announcement coming up next week, which we're super stoked about. Yeah.
So huge. Dude, it's going to be a big one. The first one, kind of interim aim point. So if you guys, go check out, you know, my YouTube page. I got a bunch of different stuff on aim point, but aim point is a product, Red Dot Sight. And a lot of people, I don't think would say this, but I'd say this, I'd bet my life on it. Right. Because I have
good stuff.
Yeah. And aim point was kind enough to give us coupon code WARHOG5, WARHOGG5, saving 5%. With Aimpoint. Here's the one disclaimer: it can't be used with any other promos, coupons, stuff like that. So, you know, they're not one to give them out. They did, and that's a huge deal. So, guys, take advantage of it. Look at their whole array of different optics they have. They have quality stuff. So, yeah. Any questions? Shoot us a note, man. I will fully in on that one. But yeah, appreciate Aimpoint for that. Great industry partners, and yeah, man. Pass the savings on to you guys.
Yeah. Wherever you are, guys, thank you for making us part of your day. And along with all the shows we do the Warhog Words of Wisdom. We do the On the Range podcast, wildly popular On the Range podcast, Warhog Tactical Kelly Defense, as well as Vantage Points. We also do the Romeo Charlie reality check with Dr. Jason Piccolo. A lot of great response on that. So keep tuning in to that. We are now on Vimeo, Fire TV. Oh, gosh, audio-wise, we are on everywhere that you can find a podcast, including Amazon Music, as well as Amazon Audible. So there's no reason why you can't consume. And like Rick said, man, leave us a rating, interact with those, comment, and hit those subscribe button. A lot of good content coming out from that, so we're super happy about that. Now, you brought up a great point about the aim points. And if you're going to spend some money on your firearm and the the outfitting and the furniture on that, because that's, you know, the other stuff you can kind of live with and without, but that is something definitely, like you said, you bet your life on it. Good stuff. Yeah. But today, big news, algorithms, the blue check marks, man, they are just raging, raging on the internet.
Yep.
And it was the big ruling of the Supreme Court affirming, reaffirming the 2A, and that you are able to own and protect yourself with a firearm. So they're geniuses over there, Rick. They're I mean, you and I could have told them that, but you know, we all, you know, everybody knows how smart we are.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Mark, that, that English language, man, it can be tricky. And you know, for those of you that, that haven't read the Constitution, it's a pretty quick read and it's pretty informative, but it's shocking that one of the amendments, and only one, has these key words, shall not be infringed. Pretty powerful words when you look at it. If it were me, I would have stuck them on all of them, right? But why'd they stick it on the second? Because the founding fathers, they were geniuses. They knew. And to the state of New York, go suck it. You know, you've been sitting there oppressing your people for eons. And finally, the Supreme Court said, yeah, you know what? You guys are wrong. You know, the state was sitting there going, well, I want a firearm for concealed carry for self-defense. That's not a good enough reason. Well, what the hell is it? What's a better reason?
Yeah.
What? Oh, my God, man. What else could you put? Because honestly, I don't know. I have no earthly idea. You put on there, hey, I want this firearm for self-defense. Okay. And the state denies you. Way to go, New York. You know, but you just eat some egg on your face because the Supreme Court said, no way. Yeah. Give them
6-3
their rights.
6-3
yeah.
also.
6-3 Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I was a little surprised at that. I thought, you know, I thought we'd have one more kind of just saying, eh, I'm not sure. But yeah, 6-3 So that's a big one. But, you know, and you're so right about, you know, I don't know. Was it seven of them? Is it, the, you know, the states of California, Massachusetts. I think New Hampshire is pretty restrictive too, aren't they?
No, New Hampshire.
No, not New Hampshire.
No.
New York, of course. Colorado, I know, has
I don't. I know Hawaii. Hawaii is another one.
There's five.
They're not gun friendly.
Yeah.
California, obviously. New York, Massachusetts. Oh, probably like New Jersey might be another one.
Yeah.
Anyway, now you know, it gets squirrely. Probably Illinois as well, because you got Chicago that, God knows, should be the safest place in the world with all their laws they've got, but it's like freaking gangster city up there. So,
yeah, where you basically have to show a reason why you should be carrying it. When in the, most other states, it's basically the other way around. They have to show why you shouldn't be carrying it.
Mm-hmm.
So the logic is flipped. And the, again, I don't think anyone that we've ever had on the show doesn't believe that some kind of, look, I'm not a guy that thinks that background checks as a, look, I'm not a huge, I know I don't want to upset too many people because I may not say it right. I don't think that having someone make sure that you are not a fugitive or making sure that you haven't committed five murders and you got out on parole, I don't have a problem necessarily with someone confirming those type of things. Mm-hmm. Now, having said that, they take liberty with that and they run with it. They go to the extreme, just like some people are saying, nah, there shouldn't be any restrictions. You should have a bazooka if you want. Look, I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying some of the stuff that, that they're trying to pass, even in the shadow of this ruling, like the red flag stuff that we were talking about pre-production, dude, way too subjective. These things that you and I are talking about are not subjective. It's just the way it is. You meet those, fine.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the thing, Mark. I don't have a problem with, you know, if you want to say current day technology, running a background check and going, okay, is this guy good or not? You know,
are they a citizen?
Exactly. Right.
You know what I mean? Now, so that's why I say that. And I know I'm not afraid to upset people. I just don't want people to take it from what I'm saying. I think that if you are not a hardened criminal and you haven't killed, you know, three or four people and you're out on parole and you're 80 and if you're not a citizen, you know what I mean? If you're not a citizen, sorry, pal.
Well, it's kind of like, I like to use kind of the way that the state of North Carolina is, right? So yes, the state says that they gives the power down to the sheriffs to administer the concealed carry permit. Okay. The state then says, hey, the sheriff has up to 90 days to process your permit and either grant you one or deny you one. So, of course, they're going to do their background check and all their other stuff. Okay, cool. Now, the beauty with that is once you get it done, now when you go to purchase a firearm, you're not having to worry about doing any background checks. It's already been done. So the state's already kind of done the work. So, you know, if you think about it, they've got to call in anyway to run a quick background check on you anyway when you go to purchase a firearm.
Yeah,
that just kind of negates, right? So, I'm not gonna lie, right? Have I dug into what this quote unquote universal background check is? No, I don't know the difference between a universal and a regular one, right? You plug in Rick Hogg and my freaking date of birth, probably see, hey, holding freaking clearance with the United States government, should be good to go, right? I mean, come on, dude. But I don't find a problem with that, and they keep pushing this. Background check. It's like, who's not?
They already have them. Yeah.
Who's not? You know, it's mind blowing. Who's not doing what? So, anyway, kind of drifting off. The key part was, you clearly had a state that was infringing on people's rights. The state said you could not carry a firearm because self defense wasn't a good enough reason. And finally, somebody took it up to the highest court, and they were like, nope. And I'm waiting for the rest of the states to fall in suit, because all these crazy restrictive states, hey man. And it was basically, I think it was a gun club, if I remember right, that actually filed the suit. Don't quote me on it. I think it was like the New York Rifle Club or something like that, Pistol Club, whatever it was. But good on the Supreme Court for sitting there going, yeah. And what part of, who's the three bobos that were sitting there going, yeah, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bud.
And that's the thing. You don't know how they're going to rule until they do. I always knew there'd be a couple holdouts. I didn't think it'd be a 6-3, majority. That was huge. Mm-hmm. But it's always that stuff when you're like, man, am I going to agree to this? Because you don't want to give up anything. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. And that's what is so tricky about this. But they already have background checks. It's already a part of what we're already doing. Why they're saying that, it doesn't really change anything. I don't know how, because it still has to go through the NICS system.
Yeah. And we're dabbling in some apples and oranges, right? So when you first look at the Supreme Court, I want to circle back with that because I think that's critical. Who are the three that, because again, that was personal feelings, in my opinion, that injected the nay, because you're basically sitting there going, let's take the letter of the law. The state is restricting these people from getting a concealed carry because they're saying that self-defense isn't a good enough reason. Common sense would tell you, number one, shall not be infringed. Number two, you're sitting there going, well, what's a better reason, right? So on that personal note, I go,
That's a great point. If that's not a good reason, what is?
Right. But I'm going, are these three making a decision? Because that tells me straight up personal, right? I mean, you're looking at the case. The case is pretty clear cut. The state of New York is infringing on their citizens' rights because the idea of carrying a firearm for self-defense is not a good enough reason to issue a concealed carry permit.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone. What is the other reason?
Yeah. Because I think, didn't they have a rule in some of these states that restrict, you have to have a good reason. One is being protecting large sums of money.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are allowed to protect the money, but you're not allowed to protect yourself.
Not yourself. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it makes zero sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's the problem. That's the problem we're looking, when we quote unquote talk about gun control and we have the highest court in the nation, it should have been a unanimous slam dunk, in my opinion, right? Yeah. Interpret the law for what it is, not your personal opinion. And that's the problem. We start going appointing these justices. Well, how do they fit? What side are they swaying on? There is no side. Okay. You take the letter of the law and you go, what does it say? What does the Constitution of the United States say? You're not interpreting it, right? Bottom line, how can you interpret or misinterpret shall not be infringed?
Yeah.
Well, they
and does the state about- does the state or city law contradict what the Constitution says? And clearly it does.
Totally.
Totally.
100%. Not it. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. It does. I mean, all these states, and I think I'm praying that we'll see the rest of these states. Some people step up to the plate and go, hey, man, Supreme Court ruled for the citizens of New York. We're next. We want our rights back.
Especially if their laws aren't as restrictive as New York. Or there might be a couple that might be actually more. I don't see how, but there might be. And you, like you said, they're going to have to fall in line, I think. And they're just going to have to. And to be fair, I haven't read the entire decision. And I don't know exactly who the justices were. It doesn't really matter to me. I could probably guess.
Yeah.
And the newest one who just got on is probably one of them. But I don't know. Oh, but I haven't read it, to be fair.
Yeah.
To be fair.
And yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know when this is supposed to start. I don't know if it's immediate. I don't know if that's part of the decision. But it's very interesting that the president's response was, I'm very disappointed in the Supreme Court. Why are you disappointed? Why are your people in some of those states are not being had their constitutional rights being taken away from them? How can you be upset about that?
They're being oppressed.
Exactly. It's such terrible language that this president uses. I mean, we're not even going to go into that, but whoever these staffers are, he should really think about doing a total revamp of that freaking cabinet. They are terrible. They're absolutely terrible, you know, but again, I haven't read it, to be fair to everybody. I don't know exactly when this is supposed to immediately take effect or not. I have no idea.
But here's the thing, Mark, right? And I haven't confirmed this, so don't quote me on this. I heard somewhere that this was leaked. So we're seeing stuff leak out of the Supreme Court, right? Not official rulings coming down from the court. Somehow, somebody's out there getting documents, okay, in essence, stealing documents out of the Supreme Court and, quote, unquote, leaking them for what, dude? To stir the pot? To get things fired up? You know, it's like every time you turn around, ever since we got this new administration in, dude, everything, we're in a total crap show, man. You know, economy's out of control. You know, you're just trying to spark the flames of hate all over this country, get people fired up. Oh, for what?
Yeah. And the funny thing about that leak story is before when Roe v. Wade came out and that decision or the draft was leaked, that was in an attempt to try to change the decision that was coming out. This seems to be a leak that is actually saying, oh, that decision wasn't right. That's not what they really said. It's, you know, it's almost like they're trying to change the public opinion more than actually physically try to get to force the justices to change their mind. And you're right. Isn't that the weirdest thing? I've never heard of drafts and decisions being prematurely leaked.
No.
The way that this happened for the Supreme Court. And now they're being heralded as heroes for this administration.
Yeah.
Now they're heroes.
Who's heroes?
The leakers. Oh. They're heroes now. Yeah, they're heroes now instead of criminals. To me, they're criminals.
100% they're criminals.
Yeah.
You're stealing documents from the United States Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And you're disseminating them to whoever. Okay? So if it were me.
Media, whoever, yeah.
Yeah. If it were me, go lock your house down and figure out who the rat is. You know who the rat is or who's behind the rat.
It's got to be. And that's the thing, too. It's got to be someone really like a aide or a clerk to one of those justices. I mean, directly.
Oh, yeah. There's direct contact to those documents.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, for what?
Oh, man.
The court is ruling. Okay. So the court, in essence, because, again, I don't think they have officially ruled. Because this day and age, there's so much just who knows what's going on, because this got leaked and that got leaked and this is going on and what's real, what's not. Has a decision been made? Who freaking knows, man?
Yeah.
But the bottom line is this. You know, we got 6-3 going, hey man, the state infringed on their citizens.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now I would just hope that, you know, the other states that are in that same boat get on board and go, hey, the precedence has been set. Let's change this across the board.
Yeah.
Because let's think about it. You know, we kind of shift a little bit, you know, the whole gun control thing. So we had this horrific incident down in Texas, and that in itself is I think a show worthy to talk about, just the kind of response and everything that went on there. But you know, the first knee-jerk reaction is gun control.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's check it out. Gun control doesn't work. It hasn't worked. It's been proven. So we can look at the assault weapons ban. Again, thank God it had a sunset clause in there for 10 years. 10 years they got the data. Didn't make a difference, right? Didn't change anything. Let's look at Chicago. The most restricted city in the United States has the most gun laws, most restrictions, most everything. Shockingly, it's the deadliest. Well, you know, how much more slaps in the face do you need to go, hey, more laws in the books is not going to affect anything? So now we're sitting there going, well, we need these red flag laws and we need these quote unquote boyfriend loopholes. And I forget what other rubbish, you know, they got going on. It's like, hey, dopes, at the end of the day, none of that crap is working, right?
Yeah.
How about we hold the individual accountable for their actions? What a novel concept.
Yeah.
But,
well,
you know,
they blame a lot of that on the fact that they believe that these guns are crossing state lines. That's why, you know, you have a state or a city that's near. It's all these guns are just, they're coming from outside the city and all this other stuff, which I guess some of that is true, but those guns are being passed around and recirculated or whatever.
But you look at those guns and they're all, I would guarantee 99.9% are stolen.
Oh yeah.
Or legally obtained. However that may be.
Straw purchases.
However, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, to my point, who cares? If you commit a crime with a gun, you know, and let's use the state of California as a prime example, right? State of California, although I'm not a fan, they were adding an additional 10-year sentence if it was a gun crime. Hell, you're getting an additional 10-year sentence if it was a gang-related crime. Okay, cool. But then all of a sudden they decide to pull all that. But my point being, look at a guy that's charged with first-degree murder and he used a firearm to kill an individual. Why aren't we tackling the firearm on the charge?
Yeah.
Never do, right? So let's say he's a felon. He's got a firearm, which he's not supposed to have. You only care about the first-degree murder. No, dude.
Yeah.
What crimes did he commit? Felon with the gun. Whatever your state ruling is, he should be tried for that as well. So now when you're sitting there reading, just not, hey, he's, you know, guilty of first-degree murder. Nope. Yeah, he's guilty of that. Yeah. He's guilty of this. He's guilty of, you know, felon with a gun, you know, aggravated assault, but armed robbery, whatever it is, stack all the crimes against versus just looking at the big hit and going, yeah, we got that one. So,
yeah, a lot of times they have the, you know, gun specifications or, you know, specification for a capital case for whatever the circumstance is.
Mm-hmm.
And those are usually just at the end, they just say that. It's the same degree of felony. However, it's a gun specification. So that would be like an additional time. I know they do that in the Midwest a lot. But isn't it curious, though? They are trying to attack the guns all while they are trying to be more soft on crime and punishment wise when it comes to all this justice reform or crime reform, whatever. It's so counterintuitive. It just doesn't work. You want to get rid of the guns, but then you don't want to put people in jail. And then the only people you're really making criminals out of when you do any of these laws are the law abiding.
100%. Because
it's not going to, like you said, you pointed out with Chicago, it's just not going to happen.
Nope.
It's not going to happen. The only people who are going to have the guns are the ones who don't care about the laws. They already don't care.
Nope. No.
Doesn't make any sense. And, you know.
It never has, right? None of this stuff makes any sense whatsoever in the grand scheme. You know, so you look at, you know, suppressors is a prime example. Okay, yeah, I got to go through all this rigmarole and go to the ATF to get this. And I'm going through all these legal wickets. Because, again, it's law-abiding people that's doing it. But you make it harder for them to be able to do these things. And that's the part that bothers me is why are we restricting the law-abiding citizens that's just looking to defend themselves? Right?
Yeah.
I want to carry a firearm because when evil approaches, hey man, that's my best tool to get rid of it quickly. And for a state to sit there and go, well, you can't defend yourself. Excuse me? You know, you're always entitled to self-defense. I don't know of a state that said you can't defend yourself. But what are they going to say? What tools, you know, oh, you just can't use a firearm? Yeah.
I know.
And quit blame. Yeah. Quit blaming the tool. Quit blaming. Yeah. The gun does not go off by itself.
No.
And that's the part these idiots don't get. Hold people accountable. That's it.
And so. It's amazing. You know, we start talking about how the internet and the interwebs are just going berserk today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just going berserk. Get rid of the Supreme Court. Enact a nuclear, get rid of the filibuster, all this other stuff. I'm like, come on, man. Can you imagine, especially with the looming November elections coming up, can you imagine the absolute horrible tactical move on one side of the aisle to allow that to happen right when you know you're about ready to lose control of both the House and the Senate? Why would you do that?
Why would you even make the suggestion, right?
Because they want to pass this gun stuff or whatever. They want to win somehow. They want to win.
Well, you want to remove one of the checks and balances.
Mm-hmm.
So again, people don't understand how our country is designed. Yeah. People don't understand our founding fathers were absolute geniuses. Okay. So again, if you don't understand the three branches of government, why do we got three? Because we got the three to keep each other in checks and balance, right?
They're roadblocks that are purposeful. They're put there for a reason.
100% they are.
Yeah.
So now you want to sit there and go, okay, let's pull the Supreme Court or the judicial side of government. Okay. So who's the check?
The president?
The president? The Congress, you know, so Congress sits there and goes, hey, pass this. President goes, yeah, there's no check to it. Yeah. Right.
They want to get rid of that gridlock so that they can pass whatever they want. But the problem with that is the gridlock is put there on purpose.
Sure.
We don't want all these laws going through. Nobody does.
No.
Except for the people who are trying to pass them and get reelected.
But here's a prime example. You look at, you know, the ruling that's about to happen on New York there. New York was clearly infringing on their citizens, okay? Mm-hmm. So let's think about this. In our checks and balance, what are you going to go to Congress and go, hey, man, you guys are infringing. They're anti-gun anyway. That ain't going to work. What are you going to go to the president? You know, what do you need to defend yourself for? You know, the deer's not wearing body armor. He don't care. Wow, we got the one last check and balance, the Supreme Court, to go, yeah, you're infringing on your people. Yeah. So it's like, hey, idiots, take a look at the book. It's not a hard read. It's not a hard read. And if you don't have a copy of the Constitution, I highly recommend you do. And I highly recommend you read it. Because, you know, you'd brought up a good point earlier, like these red flag laws.
Mm.
Let's just say hypothetically, red flag goes. Okay.
Oh man.
I'm talking hypothetical because I think it's important. I think it's important people understand. Officer comes and knocks on my door and says, can I come in? I'm saying, you may not. Unless do you have a warrant? I do not. Then you can stand out my front porch, but you are not coming in my premises. So now he's going to sit there and go, okay, well, your neighbor said you're unstable and you have to give me your guns. Okay. I lost them all in the lake in a terrible boating accident last week because I had them all with me. The boating accident. Yeah.
Because we've had several, but the boating accident.
Yeah, the boating accident. or well, you know, I was lucky to walk away from that plane crash last week. And man, that thing went right into the Atlantic Ocean. Luckily, I had my water wings and I swam away from it, but I had all my guns in there for safety. But but my point being is do you even understand your Fourth Amendment rights in search and seizure? So, you know, if you are going to sit there and pass some scrutinous red flag law, okay, I doubt the wording is going to be that law enforcement officers can at whatever point enter your home and just confiscate your stuff, right? Because that's not going to fly anywhere.
No.
Okay. You still need a warrant to enter a residence and conduct a search. And what? You're conducting a search for illegal firearms? Well, all mine are legal. You're bringing the ATF involved. I mean, this whole thing, it's like, hey, idiots, stop. Take a step back. Figure out this magical book that lays some rules out before you even start doing anything and quit infringing on people's rights.
Yeah.
Because people just don't know. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. So put it in the terms like you were talking about earlier about the, some of your posts being ripped down. Okay.
Oh.
You got someone at some point has to push a button to have that taken down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is going to be the judge of who is unstable or who is, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's a subjective thing.
Mm-hmm.
You got Army veterans, you got police officers, you got trauma nurses and all these other kinds of folks who have seen some things that would keep anybody up at night, right?
Sure.
Does that mean they're unstable? Well, maybe. You remember back in the day how it was a big thing of the postmen were, they were always going off and going crazy. Are they unstable? Is their job?
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't even get to that point. If you just go into this career field, you can't. You're a red flag.
Yeah.
Oh, he bought so many cases of beer. He's a red flag. You know what I'm saying? It's just he's been divorced 3 times.
Yeah.
A lot of trauma.
Where do you draw the line?
Exactly.
But you brought up a good point, and I gotta hit this. talking about the post being removed. Here's the thing. So once again, the old Instagram decides I have somehow violated. I think they said copyright or whatever the deal was, right? Ronald Reagan's speech at the Brandenburg Gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Okay.
Yeah.
Ronald Jr.'s
collecting huge royalties off of that, right?
Yeah. last time I checked, I didn't think that public officials.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Okay. So, interesting.
Who did they say it belonged to?
They didn't. Of course they don't.
They didn't? Yeah.
No. It belongs to the Brandenburg Gate. I don't know.
Who's catching that fat check?
Dude, But you can't argue it, right? A quote from a Medal of Honor recipient. John Cena in one of his motivational speeches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then somehow Motley Crue Kickstart My Heart remastered, whatever, that's on the music playlist that you can add to your stuff.
Yeah,
okay. That's
maybe
Vince Neil is hurting for some scratch. The music one. All right. Maybe.
Yeah.
Right. I might be able to give you that one. But all these other ones that are motivational or American and I'm somehow violating and you're pulling them down. That's the part. This is the part that scares me, Mark, right? And this is the part people need to worry about. Is, you know, like I said, I wish I could remember exactly what this moron at Google was saying as far as AI. It can think for itself or do whatever. AI is just doing what you what you tell it to do. So now, you know, Zuckerberg and all them weenies up there are sitting there going, anything American, zip it, pull it. And I'm not talking I post it like today. We're talking like back from 2019. 2019. Really? Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And now you're cycling through going, oh, you've violated.
Or they added something, or they just added a little bit of a tweak to what it's supposed to search for, and all of a sudden, boom, it popped it right up.
And all of a sudden, it's starting
to... Which is even scarier.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, presidential speeches, and I can't remember if I've got other ones in there. And here's the thing. I don't even want to waste my time looking, right? Because just understand this. If you think for a minute there's any type of free speech left in this country... And even with the podcast, right? Let's be an honest broker. That's restricted.
Yeah.
You know, it only gets certain reach. We saw that, you know, we first started with Anchor. Hey, man, why is this thing not going anywhere? But it's the last place that we can at least speak freely. Some people will hear it. Not everybody will hear it. Can't figure out why some shows are more popular than others. Why do some things grow? I mean, everything you're going, all right, if something's not growing, then what's the suppression? Or is it really the content's not there?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, we got, from the people that listen, great reviews, right? Nobody's ever called and said, hey, man, your show sucks. It's like, hey, dude, spot on, great job, yada, yada, give us more. But why is it not reaching out? And to me, there's only one reason. With all this technology, you know, the magic AI button switch algorithm, whatever you want to call it, however stuff is filtering through, it's sitting there restricting. And of course you slapped up the drinkhoist.com promo code OTR10. Dude, that stuff is, I gotta tell you, Mark, lifesaver, right? When you're when you're gassed and dehydrated out in the range, that stuff, one of those bottles, lifesaver.
Yeah, with the heat coming through the way it's been.
Oh, God. Whew. Yeah. Brutal. You know,
now, but you bring up a great point. How do you get, let's say, this red flag stuff, right? Which I think is probably one of the, I can't agree to any of those things. I can't agree to any of those things. Now, if you're a ward of the state for some violent tendency or something, that's something that's already been through some kind of a process. But this whole forethought and all this other stuff, it's so subjective that how would you even get off that list? Let's say you got on it and it was an errant. Dude, how the hell would you get off of it? No, thank you. I'm out. If that piece is in there, no matter what it is, if I agree with 90% of the rest, I'm done. And everybody else should be feeling that way too.
100%. Because here comes the problem. Okay. Man, I don't like Mark. Mark.
Oh, God.
Mark. Absolutely. Mark pissed me off because, I don't know, he didn't cut my side of the grass or whatever stupid crap, you know, pick 1,000 different things, right? Now Mark picks up the phone call or picks up the phone and calls the cops and says, yeah, he's unstable. Mm-hmm. Now what do you do? You know, Johnny Law comes knocking on the door, said, hey, we're here to confiscate your guns. Show me the warrant. Oh, we don't have one. Well, go beat it. Sorry, because that's my right. You're not coming in my house to seize anything. And oh, by the way, you better tell me exactly what you're seizing. And you just don't put firearms. Well, these my guns, my wife's guns, my kids' guns.
Yeah.
You know, you start going down a road that, let's say hypothetically, you enter a premise and Rick Hogg has been flagged by the red flag laws and we're coming for your guns. Well, I don't have any guns.
Yeah.
Who are those are my wife's guns. Those are my kids' guns. I'm holding them for my neighbor. I mean, where, think about it, people. You just need to stop and think for a minute. You know?
Yeah.
Does that
That's
make
a very, very slippery slope. Very.
100% it is.
Yeah.
Because at that point, because somebody said something to me, right? And I had not been tried by my peers. Oh, I think it's somewhere in that book as well. Might want to read that and figure that one out. But you just can't come and take my stuff.
Yeah. I mean, imagine you see how people treat each other that were married for decades in court.
Oh, God.
What do you think some lunatic who doesn't already like guns?
Yeah.
And you get into a pissing contest over like you said, yard work or your mulch is coming into my yard. You don't think they would? Anytime you put any kind of human intervention into it, someone is going to abuse it.
But Mark, let's take it. Let's take that piece out of the equation, right? You can look on social, okay, and know that I own firearms.
Yeah.
You don't think some bot, some idiot, somebody that's paid X amount of dollars, hey, Mark Kelly's unstable, Rick Hogg's unstable, this guy's unstable. You got the whole freaking laundry list right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In essence, it wouldn't take much to sit there and look at all the different gun owners, figure out who they are. Now, I get it. Johnny, I piss on my shoes 23. If he's got any more data, you might find him, you might not. But some of us that are running businesses, boom. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So yeah. I could have a dude from California that's a flipped out anti-2A go, yeah, I'm afraid Rick Hogg's unstable.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
That's the deal, man. And that's what people don't get. And that's the scary part, is why somebody who's supposed to be representing me would even say something like that. Yeah, Tom Tillis, I'm talking to you. What the hell are you doing, jackass? You know, stepping up with the Dems going, oh yeah, put some more stuff in there. Dude, you've lost your freaking mind.
Yeah.
You're as bad as Coop that wants to keep freaking Jim Crow laws in the books because you're too stubborn to give in, right? I mean, Governor Cooperman, I've said it time and time again, he supports Jim Crow.
Yeah.
And he how he got reelected, I don't know, people. But the whole pistol purchase permit stuff, look back to your history. Know your history. That's the sad part. People don't know their history. And that was straight up Jim Crow laws. And Coop vetoed us removing Jim Crow laws.
Yeah.
Chew on that for a minute. So this whole thing, man, as soon as you start talking about guns, it starts getting slippery slopes real fast, real quick.
Yeah.
Know your history. Know what's going on. You know, look at McCarthy and look at McCarthy and the whole Red Scare of the '50s. Was that dude, not in essence red flag?
Oh yeah. Look at freaking Canada last month. Unbelievable, dude.
We won't look at it.
We won't go in there, but
no, I won't use Canada for any type of reference to anything except pure insanity.
Yeah.
But yes, we're a close second, my friend. But we just need, at the end of the day, here's what we need. We need you, my fellow Americans, to get out there this November and flip this thing around.
Yeah.
Turn things around. Really start looking at what these people's agenda are, because there shouldn't be one, because their agenda should be your agenda. Yeah. And that's the part that worries me. So I look at the justices. What's your agenda? The three that voted nay, what's your agenda? Okay. These idiots up on the Hill, what's your agenda? Because it's shocking, you know, their coup that you want to keep as a prime example. You want to keep Jim Crow laws in the books here in the state of North Carolina. Dude, you're gone. When it's your time, you're gone. Tom Tillis, you want to support gun control? Pack your bags, dude. Yeah. Because check it out. I don't know anybody in the state that's going, oh, yeah, we need gun control.
No.
So, I mean, because the state representatives have proven that, where they have tried to remove basically Jim Crow gun control legislation, and the governor vetoed it. So that right there shows you don't have a gun control issue in the state. They're trying to, if anything, remove that. And then you got Tillis up there going, oh, no, We want those red flag laws. We want that universal background check. We want that boyfriend loophole. It, dude, if you beat your girlfriend, sorry, dude, that's assault. Yeah. All right? Your wife in each state, do some research on what domestic violence is, because it's defined via each state, right? But you pimp slapping your girlfriend, excuse me, that's assault. Yeah, you should wear some silver bracelets and go downtown for that. But it's not domestic violence.
It's different.
It is.
Well, the only reason why this administration is not doing exactly what Justin Trudeau is doing in Canada is because we have the Second Amendment, and it's just been reaffirmed. So
thank God.
That's the way it is, guys. Thank God.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys, don't forget to check out warhog.com, kellydefense.com. Make sure you hit the industry partners. Rick's got a new promo code. We'll throw it back up here in a second for Main Point. Warhog 5 with 2 G's, 5.
Yep.
And then, check out all our other industry partners. Like, we had the Hoist up there. We have Killcliff, Alpha Performance Elite. A lot of good stuff. Great savings. Save yourself a boatload of cash. We got another one coming up this week. Beginning of next week, we're going to announce it. Yep. Huge.
Big one.
Huge. I think you guys are going to like it. While you're there, make sure you check out OTR Training on Demand. It's your one-stop video training catalog. Don't forget, we are on Vimeo, Amazon Fire, Roku. We're also, you can get the Android app. Go to Amazon.com and run On the Range podcast. It'll pop right up. You hit the QR code, bam, got it on your phone. Get all the videos and audios.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, let's throw that promo code up there so the folks who are watching can
see. Yeah, man.
Warhog 5. I like that.
Warhog 5. And here's the thing, man. Aimpoint's not one to give out promo codes, right?
Right.
So me and Jared Reston are the only two guys that have promo codes from Aimpoint. To me, it's a big deal, right? They're a great industry partner. Been super supportive of us for years. And again, when you can say that you would bet your life using that product, it's not lip service. I have, and I continue, because you have every single one of my red dot optics. It's from Aimpoint. And I will tell you this, that T1 I had the same T1. I think we got them in 06, if I remember. So 06 to 17, last combat rotation in 16. So just figure 10 plus years of just some hard abuse, falling out of helos, skydiving, doing all that other crazy, silly stuff that we'd do. Man, that thing held true, man. So 100%, they make great quality stuff. And like you said earlier in the show, man, you kind of get what you pay for. So
you can
go out and buy that, $100 red dot sight, and then you'll need to buy another one and another one and another one. And then by the time you're sitting there going, dude, if I just put the money forward, boom, I could buy one quality one, good quality glass. I mean, there's so many pros. Just go to the YouTube channel, watch all the stuff on it. That's the easiest thing than me just running my soup coolers here. But yeah, buddy. Yeah.
As always, guys, appreciate the support. Don't forget to check out patreon.com/ontherangepodcast and support the show and do our Zoom calls with Rick and I. Great show, buddy.
Yeah. And you know what, man? They're great, Mark. And here's the thing. God bless America. God bless the Supreme Court, man. Yeah. I tell you, this day and age, we need that win, right? We need that W in the column, because God, I look at the other columns and they got nothing but L's in it. But yeah, this
big
is a good
win
one.
For the Big Apple, man. Big Dude, win.
Huge.
Yeah, the Empire State. Love it.
Yeah. So. It's good for those guys.
All right, guys. All right, let's do it again, Rick.
You know it, buddy.
All right, pal. See everybody.